Mr. Moderator, again, a word of explanation. Those minutes are sent into the...
was not familiar with the status of the minutes. We did not receive copies of the minutes at all for the meetings of November 11, 1977, for October 28, 1977, and for February 4, 1978. Whether they exist or not, I cannot certify.
Microphone 14.
Rick Canada, Covenant Presbytery. I was the alternate on that committee, and we got minutes for all of our meetings sent to us. I don't know why the chairman didn't get them to this committee of commissioners. I've probably got copies of them in my file in the room, but I know there are minutes to each of our meetings.
Mr. Moderator, again, a word of explanation. Those minutes are sent into the state of clerk's office. If we don't get them, we can't send them out, and we've sent out all that we have. It is our practice to notify committees. We have the following committees. As we approach an assembly, about 2 months before an assembly, we have the following list of minutes from your committee. A committee won't pick up and say, well, we're missing one of those. We don't get it. But I think this is the first time a serious lapse like this has occurred.
Microphone 13. His question. Question has been moved on K as a whole. If you favor the adoption of the committee's recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Closing comment? You have a closing comment?
No, sir. I would not read it at this time.
Sir?
No, unless there's a motion in order.
You don't say anything about the committee wishes to express its
thanks?
Well,
all right, I would like to read that. The committee wishes to express its thanks and appreciation to Calvin College for the excellent support of our work through its facilities and the outstanding performance of our stenographer, Mrs. Ethel DeLue, who labored above and beyond the call in our behalf.
I'm going to ask that we adopt that as a recommendation L without objection.
Do you have a copy of the
registration? If that paragraph is just not numbered. Recommendation L, that we adopt that. A word of appreciation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's good. Microphone 7.
Bob Hayes, Covenant Presbytery. Mr. Frazier, could I direct your attention, please, sir, to page 518? Number 5, recommendation 17. Would you please explain to me the grounds for your rejecting the overture from Covenant Presbytery concerning amending the Book of Church Order?
Okay. No, sir. That item is gone.
No, sir. This is the end. You're fixing to conclude the report as a whole.
No, sir. We're not fixing to conclude the report as a whole.
Mr. Moderator, I'm in doubt as to just, I think we can't approve it as a whole because a good portion has been postponed.
No, sir.
I am in doubt and would like the advice of the chairman perhaps as to what I should do with regard to, if it's been approved not as a whole, can we assume then that a Book of Church Order amendment which was enacted at this assembly is enacted? In other words, or is it suspended? Is it all suspended until we approve it as a whole at next year? I'm not sure.
I would be willing to move the adoption of this of a partial report at this
partial
point.
Report as a whole. Would that be
suspended? He could move the adoption of those items of which have been covered by the General Assembly's action to this point.
That would give authorization then for us to do that.
Right. I would move that.
The brother wants an explanation of one of the actions that we took.
Okay.
Brother, at the time we took that action, there were grounds printed on the page. You're not satisfied with the grounds that are printed?
I would just like for him to explain them first, and then I'll tell you whether or not I agree with them.
Okay.
And shall I?
Page 518, the middle of the page. You can give it to him quick.
Okay. On page 507, we're dealing with recommendation number 17 of the permanent committee.
I can explain it faster if you'd like.
Well,
the problem is our overture was to delete the last sentence in that particular reference in the Book of Church Order. Your reference here says that the General Assembly's amendment, which we all voted on as presbyteries last year, accomplished that, but it did not.
No. Compare the wording in recommendation 17 submitted by the permanent committee with the overture, and you'll find that they have adjusted or amended the overture. The wording that you find in recommendation 17 is exactly the same as the wording in the proposed amendments to the Book of Church Order found right a little bit lower on 507. This assembly has already adopted that amendment at the second reading earlier this afternoon.
Am I right?
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Moderator, have they finished that?
Yes, sir.
Page 27.
We finished
Mr.
That.
Moderator, I'm still in question. Would the committee want, as you go back to page 513, and we interrupted in recommendation number 10 after adopting for first reading the first three changes in the Book of Church Order? If I understand, one of those is just to change the title of that
That's
chapter.
Correct.
Is it the judgment of the committee and of the assembly that I should then pass these down, this just partial part of this change, which is a long thing we've interrupted, or should I hold that up?
Mark,
I think right now, as to what we have done, I would pass these down for change by
Mark
the president.
12.
Yeah.
12. 12. Please, sir.
Mr. Moderator, Bob Sweet from Western Carolina. I move you, sir, that we reconsider items 3A.
1, 2, 3.
C3. I think it's 1, 2, and 3.
In writing.
1, 2, and 3.
Did you vote in support of those items?
I did, sir.
Motion to reconsider. Are you supported? You do have a second. Go ahead.
Brethren, this relates to recommendation number 10, and it should be adopted as a whole or not at all. And I would ask that we go back and rescind by reconsidering.
All right. Right now we're going to vote to reconsider. If you wish to reconsider with the thought in mind that the commissioner has expressed, will you say aye? If you oppose to reconsideration, will you say no? If you wish to reconsider, hold up your hand.
But not to exceed.
Down. If you do not wish to reconsider, hold up your hand. That's mighty close.
Well, no, that was already in the Book of Church Order. All they did is included the word "we."
If you wish to reconsider, will you stand and remain standing until you're counted?
So what I'm saying is, your wording does not.
We're going to. The issue is a reconsideration of one or two little preliminary things that the stated clerk would feel that he has to send down for adoption by the presbyteries in the absence of the rest.
By the permanent subcommittee.
Huh? No, y'all don't agree with me.
Your overture has the effect of stopping this proposed amendment to the Book of Church Order. The recommendation of the permanent committee is that your overture not be allowed to answer in the negative. So we should
be seated.
Or and vote against this is solicited.
If you oppose reconsideration, will you please stand and remain standing until you're counted?
No.
Will you be seated? Point of order number six.
We passed L, which is an expression of thanks and appreciation. It's my understanding that the clerk does this in any case, does he not, to the host arrangements?
That what, sir?
L on page 524. Such matters are ordinarily passed along to our hosts and our.
We have an entire committee on thanks coming in addition to this. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
What was the count? The matter is reconsidered. Bob, will you make it as clear as possible? Microphone 12.
Mr. Moderator, Bob Sweet, I recommend that Part C, 3A, 1, 2, and 3 on page 513
Not be sent down. Until all the rest has been completed. Is that what you have in mind?
Yes, sir.
All right. The idea is not to send those preliminary items down until we finish business of the rest. Is there any question? You want to speak? If you support this, will you say aye?
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's it.
Mr. Moderator, this is relevant regarding the other motion about postponing. Maybe I ought to let the chairman finish. It's not regarding his report, but I do need to ask the question about publishing of the report on number of offices and what they want published. But this is not the judicial business, if you want to let him finish.
He's through with what he's been doing.
Mr. Moderator, I have a problem of what you want me to publish with regard to the number of offices. I would judge that it's last year's report, but I question whether you want the papers published or not. In addition, last year had a good block of papers. In fact, we'd published everything up to last year's report, republished them as appendices last year. I would like the direction of the Assembly about this as to what you want me to publish.
Microphone 7.
Don Clement, Central Georgia. I move that we only include the text of the report that's on the floor and nothing else.
Second. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It is so ordered. Are we ready for the foundation?
Yes. Yes. I think you did. Did they take it?
If there's any question about it, will you adopt the partial report of the Committee on Judicial Business as amended to this point? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. All right. Yes, sir. Foundation.
Brethren, turn 1102. This report on the Committee of Commissioners on PCA Foundation. Go to recommendation 3, number A. Has to do with the minutes approval. I move recommendation A. Haven't got them yet? Okay.
And meanwhile, Mr. Moderator, I might call attention to things that have been called to my attention as needing yet to be done, and perhaps those responsible for them could be ready for them. I believe the Conference Center Committee report has not been adopted as a whole. I believe something was pending, maybe the budget. Recommendation 18 of administration was pending an action of interchurch relations. That will probably need to be gone back to after we finish interchurch. Interchurch relations we have not finished. We are on foundation. Minutes of the board of directors need to be approved.
Will you please schedule what you think ought to be the next two after this?
I would think we ought to go back to interchurch relations, then pick up the boards of directors, and then go back to those reports or items, that particular items.
You understand? All right.
And thanks, committee.
After this, we will have interchurch relations to complete, then board of directors, and then those individual items where a financial statement was necessary before a report could be adopted as a whole.
And then finally, the thanks committee.
And thanks. And then the committee on thanks. All right, Mr. Chairman, we are ready for recommendation A.
1102-3, Roman numeral 3A, the first recommendation concerning the approval of the minutes. I'm so moved.
Without objection, it is adopted.
B has already been adopted by the assembly in another matter, so I don't think we have to act on it.
No.
C has to do with changing the language in the report to read, the Presbyterian Church in America already had been designated in wills which may eventually realize funds approaching $1 million. I move the amendment of the language in recommendation C.
Without objection, it is amended.
Recommendation D has to do with commending the staff for not asking the General Assembly for funds, but raising them privately to support the foundation next year. So moved.
Microphone 15.
Mr. Moderator, brethren, a question has been raised about the propriety of this particular report being presented by the chairman of the foundation.
Well, I'm not chairman of the foundation, number one. Number two, I was told when the man was leaving that he was the last man on the committee of commissioners, and wasn't anybody else here, and would I do it? And that's the only reason I'm here, to get it over. I found out there's another man here, but he didn't know it, so I got started, so that's the reason I'm doing it. So I'd be glad to have somebody else do it.
You want to do it, Bill? No.
I don't think there's anything controversial in it, Bill. E is that each church be encouraged to participate in the will seminar. So moved.
Without objection, it is done.
F is that church be encouraged to participate in the memorial gift program. I so move.
Without objection, it is done.
Mr. Moderator, I have a G to be added, which is that the audit report of the committee be approved. I so move.
Without objection, it is done.
Move the committee, the report as a whole, be approved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you, sir. Interchurch relations.
I need that back. Thank you, sir. Thank you. On time. Thank you.
All right. Are you ready? Who here is going to present the report on interchurch relations?
Mr. Schmitz is the man, I believe.
Sir? Jim Hatch? Mr. Hatch, come on.
Neither church, I know.
I'm all with you, friend. Let's go.
Page 420.
420? You know this number.
And also page 401.
I don't take full credit for it. One of my former students suggested it.
Did you say 420?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Page 420 is a copied handout.
Single page.
Single sheet.
Single sheet. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
We make the following recommendations. That the minutes of October 4, well, you've had a chance to read it. I move recommendation number 1.
B1 on the single sheet. Unanimously approved. Without objection, it is adopted.
Mr. Moderator, the second recommendation, number 2, has to do on page 401 with the permanent committee's recommendations 1 through 5. Regarding the establishment of a Presbyterian and Reformed Commission on Chaplains and Military Personnel. We are recommending unanimously that all five of those recommendations be approved.
The issue is the establishment of a Presbyterian Chaplaincy Commission, I believe. Microphone 16.
Mr. Moderator, Douglas McCullough, Mississippi Valley. I would like to amend that recommendation. And after I offer my amendment, if I can get a second, I'd like to speak to it.
Let's hear it.
I move that we amend the report of the Permanent Subcommittee on Interchurch Relations by postponing recommendations number 1 and 2, page 401, and numbers 3, 4, and 5 on page 402 until the 7th General Assembly.
You have a second. Go ahead.
The proposal that we have before us tonight is a major move, one which I personally do not believe that we as a denomination are ready for. And after looking at the material contained in the report, which you have before you, I do not believe that our subcommittee has laid the best possible groundwork for this move for the following reasons. On page 401, recommendation number 1, we are being asked to approve a commission, not a committee, a commission with powers. In the second place, if we approve these five recommendations, then by approving these recommendations, we are committed to going ahead with this joint endorsing agency. Reason number 3. There are many matters which are mentioned in this report briefly, but not in depth. The matter of funding, $4,000 is mentioned as an amount of money to be used for expenses to pay a part or full-time executive. This man is going to have to commute to Washington rather frequently. And although he is going to be living on a retired officer's income, $4,000 is not going to cover much commuting and business in Washington very long. The guidelines and policies and procedures need to be specified in depth before we finally bind ourselves to a cooperative endorsing agency. And finally, in the report on page 403, 2A, says that the Presbyterian Church in America is too small to set up its own endorsing agency and desires to move from the NAE umbrella. Do we desire to move from the NAE umbrella? The Second General Assembly directed that the Mission of the World Committee would utilize the National Association of Evangelicals as an endorsing agency for our chaplains. It's not the best possible arrangement. I would prefer to be a chaplain endorsed by our own agency. However, I do not believe at this time it's wise for us to leave what is at the present a suitable arrangement and adopt a recommendation which leaves so many questions unanswered. I would move that this proposal be postponed until the 7th General Assembly.
Just a minute. You get a sort of a final answer. Sir? Well, I'm going to get to him. Microphone 7.
Don Clements, Central Georgia Presbyterian. I would urge the Assembly to vote down this amendment and to support the motion of the Committee of Commissioners that's on the floor for these reasons. 1, the word commission is used to be in conformity with the requirements of the Armed Forces Chaplains Board. It is not, I repeat, not an ecclesiastical commission. Nowhere in the report is it given the powers of an ecclesiastical commission. That's the terminology that is used consistently by the Armed Forces Chaplains Board in recognizing the endorsing agency. Secondly, the matter of funding, the $4,000 for expenses, would provide sufficient support. There are only two meetings a year in Washington that must be attended by the executive director of this board. The two meetings, semi-annual meetings of the Armed Forces Chaplain Board. The other two bodies have already approved this exact recommendation, have elected their members. If we approve it and we have some members on it, we're going to have good regional participation on this committee that can be used to do various visiting and counseling in the areas of their concern. The $4,000 is sufficient for two trips a year to Washington and office expense. But particularly, let me call your attention to the action of last year's General Assembly, page 192 of the minutes from Smyrna, where it was overwhelmingly voted in support of the ad interim subcommittee on chaplains that the committee on move the endorsement out from the NAE and bring us to this way. Your chaplains that are remaining on active duty to serve you need a reform voice. The NAE is not that voice. I currently have problems with my senior chaplain that the NAE can't understand because it concerns the administration of the sacraments. And a Pentecostal holiness chaplain who is running that board doesn't understand my stand on sacraments. We need a reformed board. I urge you to vote down this amendment. Support the Committee of Commissioners.
Microphone 8.
Leon Wardell, Mid-Atlantic Presbytery. I would speak in favor of the amendment. If you look on page 405 of the handbook, when you have the letter from Rear Admiral John J. O'Connor, near the end of that second main paragraph, it says, since by current criteria, the combined populations of your church bodies does not warrant a goal of even one, these six chaplains all serve by exception. Now, granted, they're not going to have a force reduction, but what this will do will cause all our churches at this point not to be able to increase. I would encourage that we vote for the amendment.
Mr. Moderator? I think that specific objection needs to be answered by someone who, like Don, who is acquainted with precise.
Now, wait just a minute. You were supporting that amendment. All right. Microphone 6, are you opposing the amendment? All right, you may speak.
Marvin Harris, Warrior Presbytery. I have just finished getting my ecclesiastical endorsement through NEA, and it is very, very difficult. I share Don's problem of communication. I do feel like we need our own board. I feel like that this way there's some personal involvement, a personal understanding. And I would just urge the brethren, as one who has had the experience, to support the Committee of Commissioners and to vote down the amendment and to adopt this. It's good and we need it.
Microphone 12.
Dan Ice, Mid-Atlantic. I call for the previous question.
Call for the question has been offered. If you will accept the call for the question, say aye. If you want to continue debate, say no. Chairman of the committee has a final word.
Moderator, I have nothing to say except that a delay of 1 year seems to accomplish not one thing.
We are voting on the amendment, which would be to postpone action for a year. If you favor the amendment, you will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
We're back to committee's recommendation. If you favor, microphone 12.
Mr. Moderator, I'd like to offer a substitute for recommendation B2 of the Committee of Commissioners on Interchurch Relations, that the Presbyterian Church in America establish a committee to work in conjunction with representatives of the Reformed of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church and the Reformed Presbyterian Church Evangelical Synod for the purpose of drafting proposed recommendations for a Presbyterian and Reformed Committee on Chaplains and Military Personnel,
to be reported to the 7th General Assembly. Such recommendations to cover procedures for approving candidates and policies for procedures of organizing and funding such a chaplain's program.
Now, my understanding is that the difference between this and the committee's recommendation is that you are going to have someone bring recommendations back rather than implement immediately. Is that the idea?
Yes, sir. Rather than enacting it.
Rather than enacting assembly immediately, you want recommendations formulated by these bodies and brought back to 1979.
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought you said. Microphone 7. Oh, wait a minute. Do you want to speak to that?
I think it speaks for itself, sir.
Microphone 7.
Don Clemens, Central Georgia. Gentlemen, at the advisory convention in Asheville and then in Birmingham, we set up some committees. And we didn't know what your permanent committees were going to do, but we gave them some good outlines. And we said, start your work. Make some handbooks, tell us the details, but start your work. We need to implement this commission this year. Let them start their work. Your representatives will report to you every year. You will see what they're working on. You can nitpick all you want to then, but let's get started.
Microphone 16.
Yes, sir, Mr. Moderator, if we go ahead with this proposal and we establish this commission and we proceed to transfer endorsing from the NAE to this commission that we're going to establish, we're not looking far enough down the road to see what is going to happen between us and the Orthodox Presbyterian Church and the Reformed Presbyterian Church Evangelical Synod. We're asking this, we're going to adopt this and say, okay, we have this commission. And then they're going to sit down and they're going to decide what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And they're going to come back here and they're going to tell us about it. And then it's going to be all over with. Certainly we'll get a chance to vote on it. But once you get your foot in the door and once you walk in the house and once you establish a commission and once the United States government says, yes, we'll transfer our endorsing for all your people from the NAE to this commission, and then if the possibility occurs that we decide that we cannot cooperate with one of these two denominations, then we are in a legal mess because our chaplains are legally recognized only by the National Association of Evangelicals. And if we play hopscotch back and forth, unless we have finally decided where we are going to leave our endorsing for a long time, we're doing a disservice to these people.
Microphone 5.
I'm Burr from Gulf Coast Presbytery, I would add, active duty Air Force. I speak the opposite of the previous speaker. I would say instead of the possible problems of attempting to work with the other two denominations, brothers, what a glorious opportunity God is now giving us to work in a practical manner with other brethren to see if we can work in a practical way with them on what is basically not a theological question, but a matter of providing a service to the military community. We need this. The military chaplaincy tends to be a wasteland. I'm in the midst of a charismatic Catholic, a Baptist, an Assembly of God lady chaplain, and I would add to the group, but it's not necessary. I would encourage us to move forward in this area of cooperation and see how things go with those other brothers.
Our time has expired. It is incumbent on the moderator to ask the Assembly if you wish to extend the debate by 5 minutes. If you wish to extend the debate by 5 minutes, will you say aye? If you do not wish to extend the debate, will you say no?
No.
Then we will put the question on the amendment. And the amendment is that by the Commissioner Sweet. Do you want to hear it read? Read it.
That the Presbyterian Church in America establish a committee to work in conjunction with the Orthodox Presbyterian Church and the Reformed Presbyterian Church Evangelical Synod for the purpose of drafting a proposed recommendation for a Presbyterian and Reformed Committee on Chaplains and
Military personnel.
And military personnel to be reported to the 7th General Assembly. Such recommendations to cover procedures for approving candidates and policies for and procedures for organizing and funding such a chaplain's committee.
That's the amendment. Those of you who favor the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
We are back to the original report or recommendation of the committee, and we're going to vote on it. The original report of the committee, which is B, I believe.
B2.
We're going to vote on it. Those of you who are questioned.
Moderator, as the chairman of the committee of commissioners, am I not allowed to make one closing statement before we vote?
As chairman of the committee and commissioners, you're supposed to be up front here.
Yes, sir. I recognize that fact. But
no, sir. I'm going to allow the gentleman who's behind the microphone to make the closing statement if he wants to.
Let him make the closing statement then.
Do you have anything you want to add before we vote, sir?
Simply, Mr. Moderator, that the three denominations have already done, it seems to me, in essence, what the amendment called for before. I see no reason in delaying this any further. I think it's a great step in the right direction. I think we ought to go ahead and adopt it.
All in favor of the committee's recommendation say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
It is so ordered.
Mr. Moderator, the report we just adopted provides for three members from our denomination. I'd like to nominate three men and hopefully elect those three men at this meeting so that the commission could begin to function.
Ordinarily would go to the nominations committee. It's a little late to do it, though.
Pardon?
Ordinarily, this should go through the nominations committee, but it's a little late
to do it. I'll accept your nominations. Let's hear what they look like.
Mr. Moderator, I nominate Teaching Elder Don Clements, Central Georgia, who's an active duty chaplain, as convener of the commission. I nominate further Teaching Elder James Pakala, Westminster Presbytery, reserve chaplain. I nominate Ruling Elder Tom Burr, Gulf Coast Presbytery, and active duty Air Force officer.
You have heard these nominations. Are there further nominations from the floor? If there are no further, Mike 6.
Mr. Moderator, I'd like to nominate Marvin Harris, who is the reserve chaplain.
In place of whom?
In place of the second one.
Pakala.
Mr. Pakala?
Mr. Mackala.
Let's have those names again so the commissioner will have them. All right. Mike 5.
Don Clements, James Pakala, Marvin Harris, Tom Burr.
All right, come on back up here. We're going to vote between two men, I think. Microphone 5.
I came down to nominate Mr. McCullough for the third position.
Mr. McCullough for the third position. We haven't got our projector. We're going to consider that. Are there any further nominations? We're going to consider that Mr. Don Clements is elected as convener of the committee. He is unopposed. The second man is opposed. And again, please, Mr. Assistant Clerk, the name.
Mr. Pakala and Mr. Harris.
Mr. Pakala, Mr. Harris. Those of you who support the election of Mr. Harris will please raise your hand. Down. Those who oppose support the election of Mr. Pakala, raise your hand. He is elected. The third pair of names.
Mr. Tom Burr and Mr. Doug McCullough.
Mr. Burr and Mr. McCullough. Mike 7, what do you have, sir?
We have a problem with this nomination. I think the report is adopted called that the third man should be a ruling elder.
Mr. Burr, is Mr. Culler? Huh?
No, I'd have to withdraw the nomination because Mr. McCullough is not a ruling elder.
Mr. Burr is in nomination. 6.
Is another nomination in order?
Yes, sir.
I nominate Mr. Don Stark to oppose Mr. Burr.
Spell it.
S-T-A-R-K.
Where from?
Mumford, New Life Church. What presbytery is that? Covenant.
Covenant.
He's a Marine.
He's a Marine
sergeant.
Spell it once more.
Don Stark, S-T-A-R-K.
That will be the first name to be voted upon. Mr. Burr, the second name. Mr. Stark is before you. Those of you who would vote for Mr. Stark, please raise your hand. Down. For Mr. Burr, please raise your hand. Mr. Burr is elected. We have our three-man representation. Sir?
I move the adoption of the report as a whole.
The report as a whole is amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Wait a minute. Microphone 8, you have a problem?
I did, sir. Tom Barnes, Evangel Presbytery. I was, as the motion was made, was rising to make a substitute motion.
For what?
For item B3.
No way, it's been adopted.
Sir?
You want to reconsider?
No, sir. I would contend that as that call was a little swift.
That was adopted before supper. Do you want to reconsider?
Are we not adopting the motion as a whole, sir?
Yes, sir.
Would this not now be in order to substitute this as it was already adopted?
We have acted on B3. Now, if you want to unact B3, you can make some sort of motion that will unact B3, but not the motion you just made.
All right, then if that's necessary, sir, I move that we reconsider B3.
Did you margin vote in the majority?
Point of order, page on 10.
Mr. Moderator, with the greatest amount of respect for the moderator, I would suggest, in order to belay any suspicion whatsoever, that Mr. Settle be allowed to moderate and you step down because of your great interest in this matter. And I say that with all respect, sir.
Microphone 7.
May I take exception to the remarks just made? This assembly asked you to preside, and you step down when you jolly well please.
No, that isn't necessary. For the commissioner's information, I do not support union conversations between these three churches. That's for the record. Are you satisfied, sir? The recommendation for the General Assembly is that we reconsider item 3.
Did he vote?
He has a support for reconsideration. We're going to vote a minute.
The question is, did he vote in the majority for it earlier?
No, sir. On the recommendation, I could not do it. Mr. Moderator?
Who was that? 8.
I would like to appeal the ruling of the moderator, sir, that the substitute motion is not in order. At this point of business, I would contend that a substitute motion for any item that had been previously approved would be in order.
New item would be in order, and an amendment would be in order, or a reconsideration would be in order. Microphone 10. Wait a minute, he's appealed. And I'm going to put the question of the appeal to the General Assembly. You have appealed the ruling of the moderator in respect to what can be done at this time. If you sustain the ruling of the moderator, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Now you can amend, you can add to, or you can reconsider. Microphone 10.
Mr. Moderator, I propose an amendment to item B3. And if it's in order, I ask you to help me if it's in order. I propose an amendment that it read as follows. It is recommended that the General Assembly authorize the Interchurch Relations Committee to discuss the factors involved with and the possibility of working toward a merger of the PCA with the OPC and the RPCES with the understanding that the discussions do not imply commitment to the ultimate merger.
Isn't that what it says?
No, sir. It takes out the part about the biblical mandate.
Are you on page 420?
Yes, sir. I simply start in the middle of the paragraph, omitting the first few sentences.
Wouldn't it help if you amended by deletion, then by addition?
I simply want to move that part about the biblical mandate. However you suggest, I would be in favor.
Mr. Moderator, if I may, in the report of the ad interim committee, the mandate was there. In this report, the committee of commissioners expressed that they were careful to state it so that it did not say mandate. For example, marriage is biblical, but marriage is not mandated for everybody. Having children is biblical, but it's not mandated. Church union, according to this paragraph, is biblical, but not mandated. The mandated part was in the original report. It has been taken out of this.
May I respond to that, Mr. Moderator?
First of all, you have a right to make your amendment in any fashion that you want to make it, as long as it's a proper amendment. Read it again.
You have it, sir.
I have it?
Right there in your hand.
I move an amendment to recommendation B3 to read as follows. It is recommended that the General Assembly authorize Interchurch Relations Committee to discuss the factors involved with and the possibility of working toward a merger of the PCA with OPC and the RPCES with the understanding that the discussions do not imply commitment to ultimate merger.
Really starting here.
Your amendment, in effect, will delete the first four lines, or virtually all of them.
Yes, sir.
Would you be willing to so state that if you want to amend by deleting the first four lines and begin with the word we?
Yes, sir.
I believe that would be more appropriate as an amendment. All right, I will accept it in that way. Do you have a second? All right, you have a second. You may speak to it. The recommendation would begin with the word we in the middle of the paragraph and delete the first four lines. Five lines.
I only wish to say one or two sentences. Should we decide that we do not want to merge it, we're saying that the PCA is unbiblical.
Microphone 9. No, number 9.
Mr. Moderator, in view of the varied opinions in our denomination and the few people who are here to speak on to consider this, I sincerely hope that you will delete these words. I believe it will be much better received and much more acceptable to people who are not here as well as to some of us who are here. So I plead with you, please, to accept this deletion.
Microphone 11.
Mr. Moderator, I'd like to remind the Assembly that we had a larger crowd when those words were accepted just prior to supper.
Microphone 16.
Mr. Moderator, I call for the question.
Question has been called for on the deletion. Do you wish to put the question? If you do, say aye.
Aye.
If you don't want to put the question, say no. If you wish to delete those five lines and begin the recommendation with the word we, hold up your hand. If you want to leave it as it is, hold up your hand. It remains as it is. Microphone 13.
Are we to the
adopting the report as a whole?
I believe we are.
I'd like to make a motion that groups, churches, presbyteries, synods, or partial churches be invited and encouraged to join the Presbyterian Church in America. If I get a second, I'd like to speak to you.
You have your second, and I think you better read it one more time.
I move that groups, which includes churches, presbyteries, synods, or partial churches, be invited and encouraged to join the Presbyterian Church in America.
You want to speak to that?
Yes, sir. Motion similar to this was placed on the floor of General Assembly, and I believe it was last night or the night before, and 1/7 of the commissioners voted for that motion. Now, I think it's very important, as we are considering the various actions that we have taken at this General Assembly. For instance, in Covenant College, we have six people that are going on to that, and I think it's 24 of the RPES. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all were 30 were PCA? We have adopted something on abortion, which other Nate Park churches are wrestling with. We have settled the matter of the officers, which two officers of you, which they're still wrestling with. We have had an invitation by Nate Park to this General Assembly. We had, and then on the Great Commission, we are in a joint venture with the OPs. If they were PCA, we would be the Great Commission. All of these questions would be settled for them, and they wouldn't have to debate about them if we would just invite them as they have invited us to participate in various endeavors of their synods and assemblies.
Microphone 5.
Edwin Elliott from Covenant Presbyterian. I hope the assembly will consider this somewhat more seriously than it seems to be doing. It is meant seriously. We have a long history of trials and conflicts and committees and expenses and divisions that are the result of so-called union talks. We also have the fact that many of our members come from groups other than these two which are discussed. And I think the count will give you over 150 independent Presbyterian churches in the South. There are associations of Reformed churches that originated in the Evangelical and Reformed Church before its merger with the Congregationalists. There are dozens of small, semi-Reformed, Bible-oriented churches that should be encouraged and welcome. We don't want to give the impression that we only want to play with our own special friends, but that people willing to leave the United Church and the Southern Church, independents, can be welcomed in. If people genuinely want union, the fact is we represent the center of historic Presbyterianism. We have successfully absorbed into our fellowship representatives of all the major traditions. We are the United Church. If people want to be in the United Church and are willing to leave the idiosyncrasies and historical baggage of their individual backgrounds behind, the result would be a church like ours. Let's go ahead and say they're welcome to come with us and perhaps obviate the necessity for decades of divisive controversy.
Microphone 8.
Mr. Moderator, Carl Bogue, Presbyterian of the Ascension. One brief question. Could the mover identify what a partial church is intended in this motion?
You want to speak to that?
Well, I represent a partial church. I mean, it's a mission. It isn't quite a church, but we sort of call ourselves a church, so I would say that would be a partial church. And if the language isn't correct, this is what I meant by that.
Microphone 16.
Mr. Moderator, I too was wondering what a partial church is. Churches are welcome, but ain't no such animal as a partial church.
By common consent, can we say missions? Would anybody object? Would you object? Missions. Microphone 11.
Moderator, maybe I ought to amend that motion to say that let's dissolve the PCA and all join the OPC. Because it makes about as much sense. I this church is very young. It is still on shaky grounds. It's still floundering around. It still hasn't really found quite its direction and its purpose. We're 6 years old. A lot of churches have joined this denomination in the last 2 or 3 years. And its goals change slightly all the time, its purposes. If we were to join with a group that has existed for 40 years, it would add stability to it and direction. And I cannot understand such a motion. Thank you.
Our time is up. It's incumbent on the moderator to ask the assembly if it wishes to extend debate by 5 minutes. If you wish to extend the debate, yes, sir.
Thing on the report as a whole.
Right.
So if you vote not to extend time,
right,
you got to vote on the report as a whole.
Well, that's what we've been trying to do for about 30 minutes anyhow. If you wish to extend debate by 5 minutes, you will say aye. If you want to vote now, you will say no.
No.
We are ready to vote on the additional recommendation by Commissioner Smith. You want it read? No. We are going to vote on the recommendation. All in favor of the recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
It is lost. We are back to adoption of the report as a whole, and we are going to vote on the adoption of the report as a whole, as amended. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Mr. Chairman, we thank you. Mr. 13.
Reggie Hill, Calvary Presbytery. Now that this report has been adopted as a whole, we can go back and catch up some business.
Am I under the impression that what you want to do is to touch up those spots where...
Just one of them. Yes.
Sir? All right. Commissioners are aware of the fact that several reports could not be adopted as a whole until a financial statement was available to complete their business. Can you do that in a hurry?
On page 138, I move the adoption of recommendation 18, which funds this at $150 per active duty member.
All right, this has to do with the chaplain's commission.
You just voted to have the commission. This is simply part of the recommendation to pay for it.
All right, and my mistake. You really should not have adopted it, the report as a whole on interchurch relations, until this item has passed, right?
Yes, sir, we'll forgive you for that.
Thank you. If you will adopt the funding in the amount of $150 for each active duty chaplain, will you say aye?
Aye.
Opposed, no. Is that all for interchurch relations?
We must now adopt the report on the Committee of Commissioners on Administration as a whole, since this item...
Well, let's go back and adopt interchurch relations again. Do you object?
No, you can go ahead.
All right. Interchurch relations has just now had one more item added to it, and this will be adoption as a whole. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Now we are in order. Committee on Administration, where's the item?
We just voted on the item of financing, and now it's a matter of simply adopting the report as a whole.
That's the only thing missing from administration?
That's the only thing that we know about. If the floor has something that's missing, please tell us before we adopt it.
Does anyone know of any other item in administration?
What did he call it? Funding
the what? Chaplains.
Chaplains.
We would fund the commission at the rate. Yeah. All right. Adopting a report on committee of commissions on administration as a whole. All in favor, say aye. Opposed, no. Do we have any other?
There's one other that someone will have to make a motion on, and that's the conference center needs to be adopted as a whole.
Conference center, Mr. Settle, microphone 11.
Moderator, Paul Settle, Calvary, I would move that we adopt the report of the Committee on Conference Center as a whole.
Move. Second? Second. All in favor, say aye. Opposed, no. That is done. Sir?
And then, Mr. Moderator, we're ready for the...
Wait a minute. The man wants to know where it is.
excuse me.
Conference Center? Which? 617, I am told. 617. That's correct. Conference Center Committee. And 618 is the last page of it. Now then, Mr. Clerk.
We have the minutes of the Board of Directors that need to be approved.
Mr. Minutes Frank of the Board of Directors. Mr. Smith, you have them for distribution?
They're on in here, sir.
They're in here?
Yes, sir.
Page?
Right after administration. Yeah.
Right after administration? Which? 201. Page 201, minutes of the Board of Directors. Frank, will you proceed? Yes, sir.
Let us bow in a moment of prayer. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, as we come to the closing moments of this General Assembly, we thank and praise Thee for the fellowship that we have enjoyed with one another, not only in our denomination, but with other brothers in Christ. We pray now that Thou continue to guide and direct us and place upon our hearts the challenge that has been presented to us as the committees gave their reports. Father, may we be very conscious of the importance of the stewardship of our ministries to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we make our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Mr. Moderator, I move that we adopt the minutes of the Board of Directors of January 6, 7, 1978.
Will you look at them for a minute? It is important. This is the meeting at which the agony of the Committee on Mission to the United States was shared, and with much prayer and anguish, decisions were made that affected that committee. We are going to continue to be in prayer for that committee, as we are for all committees. Page 201, the motion has been made and seconded that these minutes be approved. It was the meeting of the Board of Directors of the church called in January. All in favor of the motion will say aye. Opposed, no. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
We have one more that needs to be adopted. We met here at the General Assembly because we are supposed to meet annually at the General Assembly, but there's no action to be taken because no business was brought before the board, but we must accept the minutes, and I ask that they be accepted.
Moved and seconded. Is there some special reason why the stated clerk's down there?
I want a first.
You want a first person after this?
After this.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Was that it, Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr.
Thank you.
Clerk?
Mr. Moderator, before we have the thanks committee, I believe in practicing what I preach, and yet I don't always practice it. I offended one commissioner tonight by speaking from the table, actually in argument, and if I've done it on other occasions during this assembly, I'm sorry. Because that is not what I intend to do. I do not intend to use the stated clerk's desk as a means of power or of using that for argument. And I'm sorry that I did. I would apologize to that commissioner, but more important to the whole assembly.
Mr. Clerk, I do not believe that was necessary, but the Lord bless you. We are ready for the Committee on Thanks. And while he's coming forward, I want to say that the brethren who are here tonight, I wish we could have a separate roll of the commissioners who stayed to the closing whistle. I just wish there was some way we could carry a separate roll.
We could call it.
When the question of excuses comes up.
The question of excuses comes up.
The application for approval of excuses.
Yeah.
We take the roll then, and then list the difference.
We don't need to take the roll. Can't we put a piece of paper up here and let everybody sign it? How about that?
And list the difference.
Will that be all right?
That's what's done in our resume.
Do you have some papers?
Hiring moderator.
Sir? Microphone 6. Mr. Moderator, I think we can all take our name cards and put them in a special box if you want a special roll.
If you don't have a name card, you can put your name on a piece of paper, and we will put a box at that corner of the platform for those of you who are here to the closing whistle. Yes, sir. The question is, can we instruct the stated clerk to list us in the minutes? That is that a motion?
I make that a motion.
It has been moved. Is there a second? It's seconded. Any discussion?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would speak against that, brothers, because it. I think that it implies that the fellows that couldn't stay with us for some negative type reason, and they all have other kind of responsibilities. Praise the Lord that we had the opportunity to stay, and let's give the other fellows. You know, just keep them out of the record like that. I just don't think we ought to do that.
Well, vote it down then. Sir?
We have excuses from some, and we can list those who gave us excuses as excuses and only list and only leave out the ones that did not give us an excuse and were not here.
Microphone 10.
Mr. Moderator, Jim Campbell, Central Georgia Presbytery. I would speak against the last speaker for the following reason. Our churches pay a lot of money to send both teaching elders and ruling elders to this assembly, and we have an obligation and a duty to conduct the business of this church.
The motion is to have a list in the minutes of those with excuses and those who were present at the adjournment of the assembly. Those with excuses and those present for adjournment would be listed if this motion carries. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. All in favor, raise your hand. Down. All opposed, no. It is to be done that way. If you can have a piece of paper on which you can write your name or your name tag, a box will be provided at this corner. The stated clerk has excuses, and these are piled up here on the table. Huh?
Number 8.
You don't have to. Number 8.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. At the same time, I'd like for us to thank the gallery for being faithful to us to the end also.
Amen. We are ready for the committee on thanks, unless someone has personal. All right. Recognize Mr. Fred Veer of South Florida.
I was selected by the committee. I'm the secretary of the committee to submit to you the report of the committee of thanks. Shall we bow our heads in prayer, please? Our God and our Father, we pray that the work of this General Assembly has been in likeness to what you have given us in your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
The report of the Committee of Thanks. We give thanks to our Most High God and Savior Jesus Christ and to the Holy Spirit, our wonderful triune God, for his gracious acts of mercy and blessings bestowed upon our General Assembly. We thank him for preserving, directing, and uniting us and for guiding us in all our deliberations. We thank him for visiting us with his peace and love and for the unity of heart and mind. We thank him for the fellowship that we have had with all the National Association of Presbyterian and Reformed Churches, referred to as NAPARC, brethren, and the blessing and encouragement it was to all of us to meet those of the like faith. And although the Lord Jesus Christ will take care of our reward for things done for him and God's glory, our special thanks is expressed to 1. NAPARC for its vision in promoting this historic meeting of its constituent bodies, 2. Calvin College for the use of its magnificent facilities and all their competent arrangements, including the cooks, who skillfully catered to those Southerners who believe that man can almost live by grits alone. Three, the various planning committees and organizations who labored diligently under the direction of Dr. Dan Moore to effect the success of this General Assembly. Four, the retiring moderator, Mr. John T. Clark, for his service through the past year and his closing message. Five, the permanent committees for all their labors, our business administrator, Dan Moore, our coordinators, Reverend Charles Donahue, Reverend Larry Mills, Reverend Donald Graham, and Reverend Paul McCune, and all other field representatives. Six, the moderator of the Sixth General Assembly, the Reverend G. Aiken Taylor, whose experience, wit, and expertise enable the Assembly's business to move forward with great efficiency and ease. Seven, the slated clerks, the Reverend Dr. Morton Smith, and recording clerks for their care in recording actions and all our preparations behind the scene. Eight, for those who led in worship. Nine, for the secretaries and temporary clerks, for Mr. George Calhoun and his team in operating the recording and electrical equipment. 10, to all those whose prayers and support has made this assembly a blessing and a tool to go forward in the name of him who was and is and will come again. Respectfully submitted, A. Bernard Kuiper, Chairman, Lynn Downing, Dwayne Harder, and W. Fred Veer, Secretary.
Oh, I know the language.
Do I need to make any...
Mr. Moderator.
There's one correction back there toward the beginning. You said the National... NAPARC is a North American Presbyterian and Reformed...
Oh, North
Council.
American.
North American Presbyterian Reformed Council is the name of that body.
Mr. Moderator.
All right.
Sir? I appreciate that. It was given to me with initials here, and I had asked someone to fill me in exactly what the initials referred to, and okay. I guess I was given the wrong information. I apologize.
Mr. Moderator, microphone 13.
13.
May I make an amendment?
An amendment is in order.
That we recognize and give thanks to Mr. Richard T. Vaught, 150 Westwood Drive, Marietta, Georgia. From the end of last assembly, he has been working on and built for us these nice numbering devices for our microphones, and that we extend thanks to him in the form of a letter of appreciation for constructing these himself.
The motion, will you see that the proper person, hopefully the clerk or the moderator, gets the name and address in a fashion that can be used? He paid for it, freight. Give that to him and be sure.
Thank you. All right, I will.
So,
are there any more corrections?
Well, all right.
Do I move its adoption?
You moved the report, didn't you?
I move the report as a whole, the adoption.
As amended,
as amended.
Are there any other amendments which may have been overlooked? Is there we have the minutes to be read, and while the minutes are being read, we can complete the business of passing the box and bringing the books and picking up the additional trash which you brethren were so kind to work on while the minutes, and then we're going to sing the doxology together, and we're going to have a benediction in proper fashion. Microphone 9.
Mayor Frank Moser, Ascension, I move that the final portion of the minutes be referred, as has been in the last year, to the Committee on Administration.
Is that proper?
Mr. Moderator, that has been done the last 2 years. It probably will delay the publishing of the minutes until after September. I don't imagine the Committee of Administration will want to meet before then.
Gentlemen, there is a three signs.
If you want to keep your name cards, keep your name cards. There's a separate paper to sign so that you can keep your name cards.
Yeah.
nothing.
If you lost your name card or you want to get it, we have papers up here that you can sign.
I didn't rule anything. If the request was made, the assembly has not voted.
Well, the assembly in process, please listen. There has been a suggestion made that we dispense with the reading of the minutes. It has been called to the attention of the assembly that this would possibly postpone publishing the minutes until after the next meeting of the Committee on Administration. If you want an early copy of the minutes, you will vote to hear them now. If you wish to defer reading the minutes until and refer them to the Committee on Administration, you will vote in the affirmative? In the affirmative. All right. The motion is to defer reading the minutes and refer them to the Committee on Administration, not read them tonight. If you favor this motion, will you say aye?
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
Oh, you would. If you would defer reading the minutes, will you hold up your hand? Down. If you want to read them now, hold up your hand. We will defer reading them. They will not be read. We are prepared for closing of the General Assembly. Microphone 5.
Mr. Moderator, I was wondering if it would be possible for us to close the assembly by singing one of the psalms, a tune that perhaps the 23rd psalm that we all know.
We have three requests, one for Dr. Iverson's chorus, Spirit of the Living God, one for the doxology, and one for a psalm. Sing them all.
We haven't sung a psalm in 2 years.
The psalm was what?
I don't. Perhaps the 23rd. I just mentioned that.
All right, we're going to sing Spirit of the Living God first. Everyone ready?
Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Break me, melt me, fill.
The motion for adjournment. The whole business of the General Assembly being finished and the vote taken for final adjournment, the moderator shall say from the chair, by virtue of the authority delegated to me by the Church, I do now declare that the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in America is adjourned to convene at Charlotte, North Carolina, on the 18th day of June, the year of our Lord, 1979. Let us pray. We thank Thee, Father, for Thy blessings upon this our gathering. We thank Thee in a multitude of ways for grace detected, received, experienced, and spread abroad in our midst. We pray for traveling mercies. We pray for a deeper consecration to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray for a unanimity, a unity, a love, a depth of fellowship, of cooperation, of devotion to Thee first of all, and to one another in the service of Jesus Christ, as will make the world marvel. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide upon us all. Amen.